You're up, you're ready, and you're listening to the Brittany Mac podcast. Everyone has a story, applying them to inspire the world weekly on Motivation Mondays. Here's your host, Brittany Mac.
Brittany, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling really good.
We all kind of know what Valentine's Day really, really means to us. I mean, just to go as far back as maybe elementary school, on Valentine's Day, where we would buy the cards for the whole class and then buy the candy and, you know, pass it around to, you know, everybody in the class.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as we kind of got older,
we kind of start doing it just for like the person you like.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know what? I have this one story, and I'm not going to tell you who this story involves.
Oh, you don't have to.
At all, so. Because, you know, yeah, I'm not going to tell y'all why neither. But, okay, so I was in the fifth grade, I believe. Okay. I think I was in the fifth grade.
Okay, preteen.
No, you know what? I actually was not in fifth grade. I take that back because I remember his sister. Yeah.
Okay.
I was younger because his sister was still going, his older sister was still going to the school.
Okay.
And she's like 2 years older than us.
Okay.
So maybe I was probably in the third grade.
Mm.
Probably.
Puppy love.
Maybe third grade. So yeah, I was somewhere around the third grade.
Okay.
And then my boyfriend. At the time, I know, right?
Right.
I know, right? I had a boyfriend.
What a relationship. I mean,
puppy love.
How long did the relationship last back then? What, 2 weeks? If they, you know.
To be honest, I don't even know. But we stayed, I think, maybe until freaking middle school when we just was done with each other.
Wow.
I think we was really done with each other in middle school. But okay. We probably have broken up before then and got
y'all
back together.
Were sweethearts. Okay.
We had probably broken up and got back together, but we was really done in middle school.
Okay.
But yeah, but it started when we was younger though. But I believe I was in like a third grade, and then my boyfriend at the time, he was really sweet already. He used to always buy me snacks, and like I used to already get snacks anyways, but he used to buy me snacks all the time and for lunch. So he was already super sweet. Yeah. I think that's what made other girls like him, although he was attractive, so of course other girls would probably like him.
True.
But so yeah, he was just really, really sweet. And then for Valentine's Day, he had got this rose with some earrings in them. It was not real diamond earrings, but you know, it was that look.
Right.
And then his sister kept trying to tell me like what the gift was gonna be before Valentine's Day. She's like, you're gonna like it. You're gonna like it. She was like, I already saw the gift. You're really gonna like it. And she kept trying to like really get me to know what the gift was gonna be, but she wasn't really giving it away too much.
And y'all were kids.
Yeah, we were kids.
Okay.
So
wow.
So I had got the rose with the earrings inside of it. It's like a fake rose that you flip up and the earrings was inside of it. And it was some other stuff too. I forgot what it was, but that was the most memorable thing because that's what everybody was hyping up and stuff. I was like, oh my god, it's so cute. And I was just like, oh my god, thank you so much. It was so sweet. And I went home and I was telling everybody about my gift, and I was like, who bought you that? You too young for that.
Right.
I was like, I ain't telling y'all nothing else.
Cause it's grown women out here that's not even getting it.
I was like, I ain't telling y'all nothing else. Anything else I get, I would keep it to myself, Sha.
As you should.
But that was like, you don't supposed to be getting all that. Like, you too young for that. So
right. What y'all doing? Come on.
It was super sweet anyways. But yeah, that was really cute, you know, a little really cute thing as a kid.
Wow. Yeah, so you was getting gifts like that in elementary school.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's grown women out here that, man, can't even get a hey.
Oh, my gosh.
On Valentine's Day. But,
That's so sad.
It is. But, I mean, you know, that's kind of what Valentine's Day really means. It's like just you want to show that one person
you're really thinking about them and you really care.
Facts. Yeah. Uh-huh. If you really care and you just want to, you just kind of want to go all out for that person, mm-hmm. and just
make them feel loved and happy, you mm-hmm. know, because like everybody else that's feeling loved and happy, you know, from maybe their family or their partner or something. And you want your girls to feel that way too. So it's like, yeah, I'm gonna do some stuff for you too. Like, you finna be my girl feeling good as well.
Right. And I'm glad you said that, because it's like the expectations that kind of come along with that. It's like, you know, what's the standard? Like,
it depends on your capabilities.
Yeah, your capabilities, how long you've probably
how known. Long you've been together.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely all about the thought and the effort. Just gift giving, period. Like, you wanna mm-hmm. you want it to come from the heart. You want it to mean something.
Mm-hmm.
And you just, you know, you just kind of want to, you know, tell that person, I love you.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like it depends on that, and it also depends on how long y'all maybe been talking. So, uh-huh. like, say, for instance, y'all only been talking, and I'll use myself as an example. Like, last year, I was talking to this chick. We probably started talking in, like, November. We started talking in November. Come Valentine's Day, I'm like, okay, maybe what should I give her? We haven't been talking that long, but if we've been talking since November, that's what, 4 months? That's about 4 months. So I did the
normal, about 3 months.
That's about the same. So 3 months. So I wasn't gonna go all out, but I was gonna, you know, I was gonna do something. So for V-Day, for Valentine's Day, I got her a Starbucks gift card. I got her a $50 Starbucks gift card. I got her a Valentine's Day card. And I got her some roses. So I did that. And I mean, you would have thought she never had a Valentine's Day. You would have thought she never had got a Valentine's Day gift ever. Cause like, she was just so ecstatic to receive that. And it was like, you know, I'm thinking like, I'm really just doing the bare minimum, uh-huh. to be honest. But at the same time, we just really started talking. So, you know, I'm not finna just go crazy, mm-hmm. but you know, the way, since I saw her appreciate that,
it made you want to do more.
Facts. Yeah. It made me want to do more and go a little bit harder, because she appreciated the small, you know, the little small stuff. And you know, it goes back to what you were saying. Like, it's more about what you got. Like, can you do more with what you got, or are you doing just the bare minimum? And so I hate it when a female be like, you know, for V-Day, you know, you ask a female, like, what you give me for Valentine's Day? And she'll be like, this pussy. And it's like, this not no gift. For like, I had that yesterday, matter of fact. So it's like, is that really what you bringing to the table? In some females' mind, they be dead. They be dead serious. Like, I get it. Like, that is, you know, that is like one of y'all valued treasures.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at the same time, it's like, that's all you got to offer? You don't want to be in a relationship with a person that has that kind of mindset, I would say.
It's no effort.
Yeah, it's just lazy, and it's like, get over yourself.
Oh, my God. You're so... Well, so how I feel about this is I already go into that situation differently.
Okay.
Starting off, because, you know, like, you have to be somebody that's very, 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 very special.
Facts.
You know, to me already, because I've been taught not to give yourself to somebody who's not going to be your husband.
Right.
That's just what I've been taught, and that's what I told myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's already just starting off.
Right.
But, okay, so say it was somebody who's that very special somebody. I do feel like if we already doing that type of stuff.
Right.
And we're doing our gifts and everything and making each other feel good. We're romantic, because I'm a romantic person anyways. When it comes to giving gifts and stuff, I try not to be predictable.
Mm-hmm.
I try to be unpredictable.
Right, switch it up.
You know, just do something that's unexpected and spontaneous, and see what they like. But don't do too much, because you're still the woman at the end of the day.
Right.
And he's the one that's supposed to be going, trying to court you and go above and beyond and make you happy. But you just do something that's really good to show that you appreciate what he's doing for you.
Thanks.
But not nothing that's effortless, like just... Here you go. We're having sex. Like, no, like, just keep him guessing. Help him guessing. Like, I wonder what she's gonna get this time. I wonder what she's gonna do this time. Like, think about your man to where you really showing him that true appreciation, to where he really feel appreciated, and make him want to keep doing these things for you.
True, true, true. And Valentine's Day is really catered more towards the women.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this, yeah, it is. I ain't gonna lie, it really is catered more towards women. So, you know, talking to fellas, y'all. If you got somebody that's just real appreciative, like no matter what, even if y'all just went to Chili's for Valentine's Day and he got you a flower and some cards, people, you know, some females will really appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, but that goes back to what Brittany was saying. Like, but if you making 150K salary, you know, you're expected to do a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit more. But sometimes people appreciate the small stuff too.
What made you say 150K? This is just a random number you thought about.
I thought about. I don't, you know, it's just crazy. Like, just expectations for Valentine's Day is, you know, it differs with the person. It differs with the person. You know, Valentine's Day for a third grader is different than Valentine's Day for, you know, a grown person.
Yeah, because if you come to me with with the same type things I had in third grade, I'm gonna look at you.
But your...
And I'm gonna feel disrespected.
I don't know, Brittany, because your third grade crush kind of set the bar pretty high. Like, earrings in third grade?
It was just, like, dollar store type earrings.
Yeah, but who... Ain't no... Come it on, was,
man. I mean, like...
Nobody in third grade is thinking about... Nah, B. He... Somebody, really? Somebody put him on game. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
I think his sister helped him out with that.
I mean, she probably did. She was really excited about it.
She probably did. Like, she maybe, yeah. I mean, but it's nothing wrong with it. But, you know, just saying, like, you know, people got different mindsets. And that was, would you say that's one of your most memorable Valentine's Day experiences?
No, it was just one of my first.
One of my first,
as in, like when it gets to the point to where you starting to just do it for somebody that you like, versus like the whole type, the class type thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that made me think about that. So it was just like my first time when it's just somebody that you like.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. I can definitely see that. So what would you say was your worst V-Day experience? Or do you have one? You might not have one, you know, you're pretty sought after.
Oh my god. Oh shit. I don't know.
That's cool.
What about you?
My worst V-Day experience was probably in the eighth grade. So my auntie had like this foster care thing kind of set up. And
foster care set up,
yeah,
in
so,
Valentine's Day. I just wonder where this finna go.
Oh yeah, trust me. It's gonna make sense soon. So basically my auntie would get like these foster kids sometimes and like temporarily keep them. And it was this one girl she got one day. Her name was Daisy. She had been there for maybe like 3 months. She was there for like maybe 3 months. And we kind of got to know each other. We got to know each other real well. And I had a crush on her because she, you know, she was attractive young lady or girl. And I had kind of planned out I had planned a Valentine's Day thing for her. I made her like a mix CD. This is back when they used to
a mix CD.
I made her a mix CD of all R&B songs.
I don't know, how old were y'all?
We were 14.
Like, yeah. Okay.
I think she was 13 and I was 14. So okay. Yeah, so yeah, I made her a mix CD. This is like when Puerto Rican had just came out. I think Puerto Rican had just came out and I made her the mix CD. I bought her flowers, I bought her the chocolate, and I bought her a card. You know, standard basic stuff. I don't even think I got her chocolate. I just bought her a card. No, I don't think I got the flowers. I just got her like the card and the chocolate and then the mix CD. The mix CD. The day I was supposed to give it to her, she left. She up and left. Like, I came over my auntie's house. I went upstairs because I knew her room was upstairs with everything. And then when I went up there, like, the whole room was just empty.
Oh, my God.
And, like, y'all should have saw my face. I was like, what? Like, my mouth dropped, everything. I was like, hold on, what? Did she move to another room or something like that? Like, so I went downstairs. I was like, auntie, where day is it? And then my auntie was like, oh, you know, she got adopted or, you know, whatever foster kids happen. Like, either they go back to the foster care facilities or they go back to or they get adopted. So come to find out, she was gone and she was from California. So she wasn't even from Memphis. She was just, you know, she was in the foster care system and she ended up in Memphis. But like, I could not even find her. I couldn't find her if I wanted to. So, and it's like, we didn't really have cell phones like back then. So it was like, I couldn't keep in contact with her. Like, MySpace was a thing, but it's not like how social media is now.
Yeah.
So it was no way of me really to keep in touch with her unless she called me. And she did eventually call me, but you know, California, Memphis. It's like,
oh, she had went back to California.
She went back to California.
Oh,
yeah, and come to find out, I think maybe a year later, she got pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was just I was heartbroken. I couldn't give her like everything I had planned. I couldn't even like just I couldn't give it to her because she wasn't there. And that was probably like my worst V-Day experience. Like,
wow. So you got the CD.
Yeah.
I made the CD.
Cause we, like I said, she had been there for 3 months. So we had been kicking it. Like, cause I used to go to my auntie house all the time. Her and my mom would go walking. So it'd just be me and her. And then
was you doing stuff for her while she was there?
Like, you know, not really. We kids, you know.
Yeah, you kid. Okay, yeah. You can't expect every kid to, like, you know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, so.
It's a kid.
Yeah, we kids and we just vibing and, you know, enjoying the moment. I say the most I did for her, like, we had a four-wheeler. I rode her around on the four-wheeler. This is probably about the most I did for her. She got on the back and we just rode around the neighborhood. But yeah, we you know, we was kicking it and vibing. She kissed me first. She was fast. Like, she, like I said, because like a year later, she had got pregnant. but yeah, she kissed me first. Even though that wasn't my first kiss, but you know, she did kiss me first. And that was my first fellatio experience. Basically, you know, I got some head. Yeah, that was like, so I was kind of sprung. I was pretty much sprung after this. So when she left, I'm like, oh my God, like, man. But you know, you have to that's why you have to always make sure you're in the moment, because you just never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Have you had a favorite Valentine's Day experience?
A favorite Valentine's Day experience.
Like anything that like you felt like you really just did that, or a girl showing you that she was appreciative of your gifts.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. Actually, I had maybe three or two, to be honest.
Do they tie for like the best?
I would say, yeah, they kind of do. They kind of do.
They all like was on the same level.
They were. So, like I said, last year I was talking to this chick. I was actually talking to two chicks, to be honest. So,
oh, Lord. Yeah,
because I told you, this was a conversation me and Brittany had before we started the podcast. But I was telling Brittany about, I also went to a paint and a wine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
a sipping paint.
A sipping paint. We went to a sipping paint. I went with this chick and she actually paid for it. Yeah, she actually paid for it. So we went out to eat. I paid for that, which was not as expensive as a sip and paint, as I came to find out later. So, and then she paid for the sip and paint, which she had to kind of like pay ahead of time. And when I found out how much it was for both tickets, I was like, damn, you really fuck with me? Because it was like, maybe she's probably spent $139 for the both of us to go. And I'm like, damn. Because she, I ain't gonna lie, she wanted to do the sip and paint,
uh-huh.
Which was like a nice activity. But I mean, after I spent my money out on us to go out to eat, because we went exclusive.
Uh-huh.
So we was just still in that talking friend stage.
Uh-huh.
And
so you wasn't trying to like,
yeah, go I wasn't up, trying to go
up to that, you know, like the levels.
Right, right.
Different levels get different treatment.
Facts.
And
like I said, I was talking to somebody else too. So I know I had to, my budget was, I had to save my
You had to disperse it through multiple people.
Facts. Yeah, I had
See,
to. don't judge me, y'all. But yeah. So, after that, We came back. She came back to my place, and I had maybe been talking to her, maybe.
But I'm trying to hold on, pause. I'm still tripping it. You had to disperse your budget through multiple people, and she didn't pay this freaking $139, girl.
I mean, but like, and that's one of my favorite experiences. Because, like, I actually had a good time at the sipping paint. Because, mind you, when I got to the sipping paint, it was packed. And it was my first time ever doing it. It was packed. I hate crowded places. It was packed. Everybody was kind of bunched in together. But I actually had a good time.
Yeah.
I actually had a good time.
It was something. It was something different for you?
It was something different.
And it wasn't something you expected.
It was something I expected. And it mm-hmm. was outside of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
But the people there were really cool. It was mm-hmm. a black crowd. It was a black crowd. The people there were really cool. And, man, I just kind of networked while I was there with her. And, man, like I said, we did that, and then I did buy her a Valentine's Day stuffed plush animal, and it was, what else did I get her? It was some kind of Valentine's Day thing I gave her too. So I did that for her too. Mm-hmm. So I did kind of go, and me and her had been talking for like maybe a month, so. I did that for her.
Oh, she was feeling you.
She had to be. Cause I said, girl,
I'm still like, girl.
Right. Like, I don't know, but she did that. And then, we had a good night. We had a good night that night. And this was like maybe 2 or 3 days before I got up with the other chick, and like I told you, I got her the Starbucks gift card and stuff, and she was really appreciative of it. Cause like, the crazy part is, her birthday. Don't laugh.
I'm trying not to laugh. Like, God, please hold it in. I'm trying not to.
But the other chick, her birthday was like actually right after Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So her birthday is on the 15th, and she's also an Aquarius. And we had planned on getting up. We planned on linking. We linked. It was actually Valentine's Day we linked. It was later that night, and she lived like upstairs. I linked with her later that night, gave her the the gift card, gave her the rose, the roses, and I gave her the candy. And she was like, she was just so appreciative of it. And then she was like, oh, she was like, we gonna fight. And then you know what that mean, right? That's why you laughing, right?
I'm laughing because this is so dramatic.
Nah, like, but you know what it means when a female be like, we gonna fight.
I'm sure she was like, we gonna fight, as in, oh, we finna do some stuff.
Cause she showed out. She really liked it. And I was like, I'm sad now, cause I'm like, you not ugly. So like, you got niggas that's, you know, that's willing to do this for you.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. I'm just always skeptical. Like, just like, I don't know. I got trust issues.
I feel like she liked it.
But to be honest though, Brittany, she genuinely did like it though. Because she still had the candy that I gave her that night. I think we went out on another date, like maybe a week or two later, she had it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the movie theater eating it. She asked me, did I want some? I was like, no, I'm okay. Like, is that the candy I gave you all? She was like, yeah. I was like, damn, okay. Okay. And I get that, because like, we grown. We don't need to be eating candy all the time like that anyway. Cause,
yeah.
You know, then the dentist is high as hell. But so, you know, I get that, but. Nah, she really did like that though, B. And
I mean, but you know, it's the thought though.
Yeah,
it's really the thought that counts, because I'm gonna go back to when I talked about, like, in the episode with Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
He asked, what was our ideal date?
Right.
Or first date, or ideal first date. So I did tell him, it's really all about the effort. You mm-hmm. know, like, you just looking good, smelling good. I'm looking good, smelling good. And we having a good time in a nice area. Mm-hmm. You know, just looking at all that, looking at the effort. But I did, he told me I had to follow some rules and just be specific.
Mm-hmm.
So I said some things that some people said it was too much for a first date.
Let's just recap. What are the things you said?
So I was like, okay. We can, he pick out some clothes, and he be like, okay, you pick out something that you like in these clothes, and you wear the outfit. He's going to get it tailored. And
this your ideal first date? This one of the,
yeah.
Okay.
When he said ideal, I was just, okay, so let's just go all out. Ideal. Not saying that's something that I just, you know, a regular first day. Yeah, right. It was just, if you gonna say ideal, let me just say something that's literally
that really
ideal.
Want. Right.
Or, you know, it's just, yeah, like, not something I'm just expecting. Just mm-hmm. just something, if I was gonna say something that's ideal, let's just be idealistic, not realistic. Even though it could be real, right. it could be realistic, but you know, let's be idealistic then.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
So you would want that person to pick out your outfit.
Well, not necessarily my outfit, but like, pick some stuff to choose from, and I pick it out. And I said, I do the little spa thing, you know, to where I'm relaxing, get my nails done. And, you know, I get my hair done and my makeup done.
Mm.
And then I get picked up in a really nice foreign car, go somewhere exclusive, somewhere nobody ain't ever heard of, like a really nice restaurant in a nice area that ain't nobody. Did I know her to this?
Yes.
And
yes.
you know, just having a really good time surrounded by beauty.
Okay.
And I was like, that's a, like, a really ideal first date.
Audience, y'all heard that. That is Brittany's idealistic first date.
But I really don't have like such really high expectations for a first date, really. It's really about the effort. Show me that you really cared about this, that you really thought this out.
Yeah.
And you really want to be here.
Yeah.
That's really all I'm really looking for in that first date.
I'm speaking to the ladies in the audience. The fellas are probably going to kill me. But I'll give y'all a little secret. Guys, niggas, they have two type of moves. Before and after sex. So before a guy have sex with you, his personality could be totally different to after y'all had sex, and you see a whole 360 change. So I say that to say it's important to get to know the person and to kind of and to take your time, because, you know, people put up fronts.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll put up a front for as long as they need to, until sometimes, you know, until they get what they want. Not saying that everybody is like that, but, you know, you just never really know. And you know, you got to be aware. And don't get me wrong, it's some ladies out there like that kind of too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They be out there for one thing, and once they get what they want, it's like.
That's why it's important to, like, go through the journey. Go through the journey and the dating process.
Yes.
Because if they really are only after, like, certain things, their patience is going to run out eventually.
It is.
And they're not going to want to do everything required to earn you.
Facts.
So I feel like, yeah, that's why, like, I feel like another reason why I think it's important to just, for myself, not for nobody else, but just for myself,
mm-hmm.
to hold out and.
Yeah, and just take your time. Just move. Move, like, take it slow. Just take it slow. Just take mm-hmm. it slow. So I guess since you said that, would you agree with the Steve Harvey? Because I've heard you reference Steve Harvey earlier today.
You know, I'll be referencing Steve Harvey. Yeah,
because y'all swear he give y'all all the insight. he only know what he knows. But
yeah.
But would you agree with his 90-day rule?
Okay, so here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the 90-day rule mm-hmm. could definitely help some women out.
Right.
Because men, if they only want one thing, they're going to be super lazy. They're not going to do all this extra stuff. And
for 3 months, like,
wait that long. Yeah, you're going to.
Niggas ain't going to wait 3 months. They're
going to be lazy with it. And you're going to be like, okay, where's the effort?
Right.
And because the effort is not going to be up there for 3 months. So I feel like it can definitely help some people.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'm not like, I don't have like a, you know, 3 month type of rule thing.
Okay. But you also are not like first date.
Oh, it probably ain't even 3 months. it probably ain't even 3 months. Like I said, like, are you my husband? Are you my husband? Are you my fiance? Like, what? You know what I'm saying?
I feel it.
I have to really, really know and deep down in my heart that this person is really for me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, like I have to really, really know.
I feel it.
Because like when my husband gets me,
sure.
He'll have some things to himself.
Okay.
He can definitely have some things to himself. Some exclusivity.
Okay. Speaking of Steve Harvey, Laura Harvey. Is that her name?
Lori.
Lori. See, look, I don't
even know. Lori Harvey.
Lori Harvey. Thank you, Brittany. So, how do you feel about her and how she kind of,
I feel like,
maneuvers around?
One thing about Lori is I'm not bashing her because people like to say she's ran through. Like, I be saying, like, how you know she ran through? Like, are you like watching her have sex?
She seems to have a bad stigma when it comes to her name, because she, I guess, because she's in like all these relationships. But I wonder, like, what I mean, because like you said,
she's dating though.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So what's the problem? Like, why does she have this reputation, like, when guys do it all the time?
Right. I feel like, okay, like she said, she if it's not serving her anymore,
mm-hmm.
she's not gonna force it. She realizes, okay, this is not serving me, move on. Like, her mom gave her some advice too. Her mom told her, don't be giving yourself to somebody who's not gonna be your husband. So how do they know that she's having sex with all of these people? They don't.
That's true.
They don't. They don't know. They can only assume. And that's is she true. Gonna tell y'all? No, she's not. She's not gonna tell y'all.
You know her mom's from Memphis.
Yeah, I do. Uh huh.
It's crazy. you know, like I said, people come and go. You can't force none, and you know, don't be too attached to anything, because you know, the universe will take it away like in the snap of a finger. So, you know, just appreciate that time and be in the moment and create those memories, and you know, it'll work out.
So for Valentine's Day, what do you like your lady to wear? Like, do you prefer like jeans, or do you prefer like the regular pants, or a jumpsuit, dress, or romper?
Maybe a nice dress.
A nice dress. You have any color in particular for Valentine's Day, or it don't matter?
It really don't matter, but you kind of want to stick with the traditional colors like red, pink, white, you know. Long as she look good, long as she got together, I'm not picky. I'm really, you know, I'm really kind of down to earth, so I'm not going, I ain't going to make you go above and beyond or just do something that you're not comfortable with.
Do you prefer casual, formal, semi-casual?
Like dress code?
Yeah, like for y'all date. Comfortable, or like what's the...
I would want them to be comfortable.
Well, when I say comfortable, all of it could be comfortable. But when I say comfortable, like, I meant like real comfortable.
Oh, you mean like leggings or something? She come out the house in leggings.
Well, not leggings, but you know, like, you said a dress already, but like a real deal, like regular comfy dress type thing.
What
like,
you mean? What's a regular comfy dress?
Like something that's not really...
Like what you had on today?
Yeah.
That was cute.
I mean, but you know, I wouldn't wear this to a date.
You would?
No. I don't wear it on a date. It's just...
You wouldn't know?
No, because you know, I'm a dress girl anyways. That was very casual.
So what would you wear on a date? I'm curious to know.
It depends on where we going. Right. But I'm going to be cute. I'm going to put this together. Like, if... Let me know where we going. I'm going to plan my whole outfit from head to toe.
Okay. So, say for instance...
And it's going to be, you know...
Say, for instance, you were going on a date and we did exactly what we did today. How would you plan it out? What would you wear?
You know what? I actually did go on a date like we went today. I actually did this summer.
Okay.
But I had just wore, it was a green dress that it tied up at the back with my bag.
Okay. So you wear dresses every day?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much most days. Mostly.
So you're comfortable in dresses?
Yeah. Oh. I love dresses. Okay. And you know, I've been like that pretty much. Like when I was a kid, when I was a little kid, I used to love skirts so much. And I used to love dresses too. But I really didn't like pants as much. And it's crazy because my niece, she's the same way. She loves dresses. Mm. Like she's always wanting to wear a dress. Yeah, she loves dresses too at the young age.
So she's a true girly girl.
Yep.
Like her auntie.
Okay. Yep, she is. She is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can dig it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yep, she is.
I see on Facebook all the time, females be like, I want to get cute. I want to go out on a date and just dress up. I want to, you know, like, they want to just go out, dress real fancy, and just be outside. Like, they want the guy to have, like, maybe like a suit, some kind of, you know, some kind of nice dress, you know, nice dress wear on.
Mm-hmm.
And she have like this real cute outfit or this nice dress. And it's crazy. Like all y'all kind of be wanting the same thing.
Yeah. We do like to be girls.
Yeah.
We do like to feel really feminine and girly and like our man. We just got our really masculine man right here. That's looking all, you know. And we just go out feeling like a princess or a queen.
Right.
You know, right. We definitely love, I feel like girls like that.
They do. I've come to kind of know that. But it ain't no wrong with that.
Well, all right. That was good.
That was good. I liked it. I liked today's episode.